USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats and Republicans are still discussing the details of President Trump's impeachment trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer won a concession from GOP leader Mitch McConnell on extending the time available to both sides for opening statements. Schumer asked for another amendment.
I send an amendment to the desk to subpoena certain documents and records from the White House.
Trying to decide whether there will be White House documents and witnesses in the Senate trial, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. House managers joined the debate.
Not a single president has issued a blanket direction to his administration to produce no documents and no witnesses.
Schumer lost on a party line vote, with Republicans saying the time to consider witnesses and documents is after this week's opening arguments. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reiterated U.S. support of Venezuela's opposition leader and interim president Juan Guaido in his fight against embattled Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro. During a press conference in Bogota, Colombia, Pompeo lavished praise on Guaido, calling him a great leader who will bring democracy to the socialist South American nation. He also emphasized that nearly 60 countries have recognized Guaido as the interim leader of Venezuela. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg chided the world's developed countries for doing basically nothing to address climate change at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The 17-year-old Swedish environmental crusader said the world's leaders are not doing enough to head off disaster. She said, "Pretty much nothing has been done since the global emissions of CO2 have not yet been reduced." You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
SpaceX blew up a rocket in Florida on Sunday in a final test of its Crew Dragon space capsule, proving that it can carry astronauts to safety in a launch emergency. The successful test means SpaceX is now poised to launch the first astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk said the first launch with astronauts is likely to happen in the second quarter of 2020, no earlier than April. The capsule would carry veteran NASA flyers Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. A rock legend is opening up about his battle with Parkinson's. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
71-year-old Black Sabbath singer and sometimes reality star Ozzy Osbourne had to postpone his world tour after falling in the bathroom at his L.A. home last February. He opened up about it on Good Morning America.
And when I had the fall, it was pitch black. I went to the bathroom. I fell in, and I just fell and landed like a slam on the floor. And I remember lying there thinking, well, he's done it now. Really calm.
Continuing his battle with Parkinson's, Ozzy says that 2019 was the most painful and miserable year of his life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.